Hello.
My name is Brandon Kraft, and I've never done one of these before. I've never actually spoken to a camera where there is nobody behind the camera and nobody was actually listening. All I'm doing right now is just talking to a camera and hoping that maybe someday somebody will get something out of this. So I really should be talking to my son because he's done a lot of YouTube videos, and that's never been my thing. I've always been the guy who likes to write detailed articles, and I can take my time crafting, you know, something what I, you know, something that I believe teaches truth. And you know, with when you do a video, you kind of have to speak off the cuff if you want to, you know, sound a little natural. And you know, I'm just not that good at that. I'm not a good speaker. I don't consider myself to be a good talker. So the method of communication that I prefer has always been writing, typing, and publishing on the website. But, you know, for some reason or another, I felt compelled to actually start broadcasting television or video or whatever, you know, podcast, YouTube, whatever you want to call it. So here I am today, actually making a fool of myself, maybe, but we'll see where it goes. So anyway, my intention on starting this podcast, videocast, whatever you want to call it, is to actually speak the truth to God's people. And I have something to say. If you're watching this, you probably already know what it is, and you probably already agree with me. But I'm sure there are some people out there that have not heard this, and they're stumbling across this for the first time. So anyway, I plan on doing these regularly. I plan on, you know, maybe daily, weekly. I don't know. We'll just see where it goes. So anyway, welcome to Pristine Grace. Pristine Grace is my website. I've been operating it in one form or another since 2001. And when I came to believe the truth, the gospel, around 2001, and, you know, I've first operated it as fivesouls.org, and then Predestinary Network, as well as pristinegrace.org, and I've consolidated them all those websites into one, pristinegrace.org. And it's about 18 years later since I created the website initially, and I've learned a lot in that time. I've met a lot of people, met a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ, and I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm a different person than when I started it a long time ago. And I don't know, I feel like I'm better able to teach now than when I first started it. If you recall, those of you who know me, you might have first run across me on the internet as Darth Gill. Darth Gill was a name I made for the forum that I operated, and you know, it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek name for me. What some people would call a hyper-Calvinist, I kind of made fun of that and said, you know, well, Darth Vader's a mean guy. And I put the word, you know, I put John Gill and Darth Vader together and came up with the guy Darth Gill. And I became a very harsh person in responding to my critics online. I don't believe I'm that way anymore. And I guess a lot of that has to do with maybe raising a son, maybe actually having to deal with a teenager. And so I'm a little softer today than I used to be. So if you don't like that, I'm sorry. I'm not the same. I'm not Darth Gill anymore. I'm sweet, nice, lovable Brandon. Usually, every now and then I get pretty angry, but I hope I've softened a little bit in my years. Let's see, I'm about 45 years old, maybe I'll be 45 next March, so midway through my 40s, and a lot different than when I was in my late 20s and early 30s when I first came to know the truth. So, let's go ahead and get started. Today's text is Jeremiah 31. If you would, turn to Jeremiah 31 in your Bible. Take a look at verse 3. Verse 3 is probably one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. It's one that's brought a lot of great joy into my life. And let's go ahead and start there. So, I'll start with my reading here. Verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And wow, that passage really speaks to me. And if you just think about it for a minute, he has loved thee with an everlasting love. Everlasting. You know, what do you think of when you hear the words everlasting? All time. All time, and it will, first off, everlasting means it will never end. But, you know, God is also immutable. He does not change. Is there a time that he didn't love me? That he didn't love the elect? No. God has always loved. His love is everlasting. And I would say that his love for his elect didn't even begin in time. It didn't begin with any event, you know, other than his own eternal purpose. And his love doesn't depend on my conversion. Doesn't depend on the conversion of the elect individual. Doesn't, you know, that is now believing in the gospel. But, you know, his love has always been, you know, dependent upon his pleasure in his crucified, buried, and resurrected Son, Jesus Christ. And that's a hard concept for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. You know, it's popular in religion today to think that God has hatred for all people, even if they, you know, if they don't believe the gospel. For example, you see the Westboro Baptists. They run around, you know, holding up signs, acting ridiculous, saying God hates fags. And the irony of that is that is indeed true. At least in part, God does hate homosexuals, but he also hates non-homosexuals. But the thing they're missing is that God also does love homosexuals, some of them at least, the ones that he redeemed in Christ. And, you know, if he did redeem them in Christ, then they'll eventually stop being a homosexual and believe the gospel. But, anyway, so yeah, I deny the concept of common wrath. Just as much as I deny the concept of common grace. There's nothing common about grace. It's special. It's pristine. It's not stained by the will of men. You can't use your free will to get grace. You just get it. You receive the grace. You can't choose to accept or reject it. It just comes. So if you believe the gospel today, it's not because you made a decision. It's because God revealed himself to you, and you can't help but believe. That's the way it works. It's the way it always worked. I mean, look at Paul on the Damascus Road. Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus Road, on his way to persecute believers and to murder them even. And you know, he didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He didn't know the gospel, and yet God came right to him, and right there on the road, and stopped him right in his tracks, and said, Here I am, And what was Paul's response? He couldn't do anything. He had to believe. He was what he was, and he was what God made him, and what God caused him to believe. He confronted Paul. He confronted Saul and renamed him Paul. Paul didn't have any choice in the matter. And the thing is God always loved Paul. He loved him in Christ because Christ came and paid for Paul's sins, the Apostle Paul's sins. And, he didn't hate the Apostle Paul when he was hanging there on the cross. Let's see here. I lost my camera here. He didn't hate him. And, when Jesus died on the cross, that was an act of love. And to suggest otherwise is to curse Christ, in my opinion. Malachi 3:6 says, "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God's love towards his people does not change. He has not decreed to love, hate, and then love again. His love has always been steadfast and has accomplished eternal salvation for his people. And he continues to love them from eternity through their birth, their entire unregenerate life of sin. Even when I was an unbeliever doing, religious, self-righteous things, I still do self-righteous things. I still do religious things. I still sin terribly, but there's a difference between what I used to do. My unregenerate life, I had no faith. Everything I did was sin. He loved me then. He loves me now. And he will love me for the rest of my life. And that is assurance, that is security that I need. If God's affections for me were changing based on who I was, I wouldn't have any assurance. And I wouldn't have any assurance that his love for me that I have now wouldn't change in the future. So, if you believe the gospel now, if you're a child of God, I hope that God's love fills your soul with unspeakable joy, and I hope that you would meditate on it today, meditate on it tomorrow, and ponder, the unfathomable riches of his everlasting and unchanging love. And that's my message for today. Hope it wasn't too long. I hope you got something out of it, and I hope to see you again soon. I'll be posting this on YouTube, I'll be posting this on Sermon Audio, and I'll be posting it on the Pristine Grace website. I hope to keep it there for as long as possible, and I hope that you can find some enjoyment in these videos. And so, grace and peace to you, and I will sign off now. Everybody have a good day. Bye-bye.